104.7 Andy and Mel. It's 7:03, up to 51 today, 36 right now. We had a bunch of high school football last night. On Saturday, O'Gorman in Washington and Roosevelt in Brandon Valley be playing on Saturday. Harrisburg's going to be home against Spearfish. Del Rapids will have Hot Springs. Flandreau will be at Winter. Tri-Valley will be home against Aberdeen-Roncalli. Howard will be at Howard at Clark Willow Lake. Gregory will be at Dubrook. They're out of our range. I don't know why I said it. And Viberg Hurley will be at Cologne. Those are the area schools that won last night and playing next week. So there is a story I saw this morning on the AP. I hadn't heard about it until just this morning. And then went looking for the video on YouTube. Terribly funny story. Let me find the news story that I had earlier. I should have been prepared. My bad. Okay. A South Dakota Republican campaign video has gone viral after it depicted Democratic House candidate Matt Varelek as somebody who's jet-setting around the globe and hosting these raucous corndog parties. Matt Varelek says it's goofy to criticize him for studying abroad and loving corndogs and beer, which apparently he's a big fan of corndogs and beer.
I guess so.
And who can blame him?
National Corndog Day, you know.
Well, yeah.
Everybody should celebrate.
Anyway, here is the part of the video itself online is like, it's almost 3 minutes long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. But the part of the video in question with the corn dogs, I will play for you now.
2006, Matt Varelek hosts a raucous National Corn Dog Day party in his swanky D.C. neighborhood, serving more than 1,000 corn dogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for consuming shots of Jägermeister.
Woo! Yeah! 150-pound luge? That's awesome.
That's a big ice luge.
That is huge.
Yeah. And all at the same time going...
I'm sexy and I know it.
There's so many things I can't say about that.
Well, one thing they probably should have done
is
research. You did research.
Yes.
Because this is where your mind goes with these things. My mind did not go there. I'd never even thought about it. I just thought it was silly on its face. You went to Urban Dictionary and looked up corndogging. And let's just say we can't say what corndogging is on the radio.
No. And you would think that they would have researched before they used a term
used. One would think. Of course, not everybody in the world thinks of Urban Dictionary every time they see something.
If I
see a phrase I don't know, I usually go to dictionary.com.
I went to Google.
Yeah, because everything you find on Google is 100% accurate.
No, but the first thing that comes up is Urban Dictionary.
I know.
I'm not going to say what it is. You keep acting like I'm going to say what it is.
No, I just find it funny that you're like really bent out of shape about it.
It's just... I can't believe they didn't do more research regarding it. And then
I'm glad they didn't, because it gives me something to point and laugh at.
True, but you would think that you would do some researching when all of a sudden you pulled the term corndogging out. Like, you would think that you would research what it actually means.
Maybe.
2006, Matt Varelek hosts a raucous National Corndog Day party in his swanky D.C. neighborhood, serving more than 1,000 corndogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for consuming shots of Jägermeister.
Oh, we need, like, scary music there.
Ba-ba-boom.
Ba-rum-bum. Yeah. He was... eating corn dogs and drinking beer. Oh, no. South Dakotans don't do that.
Who drinks beer and eats corn
dogs? Who does shots of Jägermeister? Oh, no.
I've never met anybody that does shots of Jägermeister.
You know, it would have been worse if he had done it in a Boilermaker. Then it would really sway my vote. If it had been a Boilermaker instead of an ice luge.
Yeah. 150-pound ice luge is so big.
Or not a Boilermaker. I'm thinking of a Jägerbomb.
Jägerbomb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
At least he wasn't doing Jag bombs.
Maybe he was.
Getting all wasted and hopped up on Red Bull at the same time.
Well, I think, you know, adding the Red Bull to the Shot Luge wouldn't be as effective. Be a little bit more difficult to do.
So we have our first attack ad about beer and corn dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
South Dakota.
Yeah. If you're ever thinking of running for public office, make sure you don't have any corn dogs in your closet.
I don't think I do. Good there, but I don't plan on running for office.
Make sure you didn't go to college anywhere other than here.
Or study abroad.
Yeah. Don't go to college anywhere else. And we're not endorsing this. By the way, this is not Kristi Noem's ad. It was the South Dakota Republican Party that did the ad. So,
we're not endorsing either way.
Nope. We're just pointing our fingers and laughing. That's all we're doing.
A lot of there is our a fingers and there, laughing.
Matt Verlich has an ad, though, that has kind of a funny on Noem, too.
It does.
This one's actually run on TV. Have you seen it? The cell phone one?
I watched it on YouTube.
Old codger in the committee or whatever is like, he's trying to get her attention on something and she's not paying attention. And
just go. Hello. Get off that machine. It'll drive you nuts.
Yeah, she was on her cell phone.
Yabba dabba dabba dabba.
Yabba dabba dabba.
Yabba dabba dabba.
The Swedish chef apparently was in Kristi Noem's committee. We've got the news next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:22. We're going to top out at 51 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Kids are like farts. You don't mind your own, but other people's are unbearable.
So we were sitting here talking about the... we played it earlier. If you missed it a little while ago, there's this ad that the South Dakota Republican Committee, Republican Party is running that's trying to make Matt Verlich look like a bad guy, and it fails kind of miserably, if you ask me.
Because he eats corn dogs and
well, basically,
beer.
Yeah. Here's the funniest clip from the ad.
2006, Matt Verlich hosts a raucous National Corn Dog Day party in his swanky D.C. neighborhood, serving more than 1,000 corn dogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for consuming shots of Jägermeister.
Woohoo! Party! That's a big shot luge.
Now,
I like it.
If they're trying to make him sound like a bad guy, that's not really the way to do it. You know, corn dogs and beer and Jag. These are all things South Dakotans love. Not all South Dakotans, but...
No, but...
They are all things I have consumed in my life.
Me as well.
Uh-huh. Plus, what the hell else is there to do in the winter?
Right?
So...
My question is...
Even farmers get bored in the winter.
Was it mini corn dogs? Or was it regular corn dogs?
Bite size? But we were talking about election, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden this idea popped up. Mel and I should run against each other.
Yep.
Now we're not actually running for any office.
No.
But we thought we would do on election day, we'll put up a poll because we don't need ballots.
No.
And it's nothing official.
No, it's not.
But what we'll do is Mel and I will each run our own campaign against the other. And for instance, we'll say we're running for, I don't know what we're running for.
Hall monitor.
We could run for hall monitor.
That's all I could pull right there.
We'll go with that for now, unless we think of something better.
But so we're going to do our own dirty political campaign against each other.
And then you can vote for one of us on election day.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's going to be cheesy.
It'll be fun.
And fun. And making fun of all the ridiculous political campaigns.
It'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the mash for cash. Now, I got some feedback from people saying that this is way too hard.
It is a little hard.
Okay.
I tried telling you that one was a little hard.
Well, I don't know. I thought we're giving away money. We're up to 90 bucks today if someone gets it.
We're giving away some cash.
But here is, okay, if you know, there are 7 songs in this clip. And if you can name all 7, it's noisy and a little obnoxious, but today it's worth 90 bucks. If nobody gets it today, it'll be worth, what?
Do the math. You said you could do it.
135. If you know all 7 songs in it, here it is. Okay, maybe it is too hard.
It is too hard.
Because honestly, listening to it and writing down the ones I could hear,
yeah,
I only heard two.
I felt like I was having a hard time tuning in the station.
Yeah, like when you're in between.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're right in between Sioux Falls and St. Cloud somewhere, and mm-hmm. you're getting both KCLD and Hot 104.7.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we edited it a little differently.
Okay.
Still going to be seven songs.
Okay.
Should we do it again today?
Yes.
Well, first, let's see if anybody actually knows it. Anyone does know all seven songs.
Yeah.
361-5557, but I doubt anybody will. So, okay, if nobody knows it, I'll re-edit. And should we do it later on this morning again?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we should.
It's not like we're doing it late because we forgot at the time we were supposed to. We did it at the time we were supposed to.
Right.
Okay. If nobody gets it, which I doubt they will, I'll re-edit and make it an easier game.
Still kind of hard.
It's still going to be difficult.
It's still going to be seven songs.
But yeah, it
together.
Pretty much sounded like Usher with a bunch of static.
Yeah. Was there Boys to Men in there?
No.
Oh. Wow.
But anyway, so if you would happen to know that.
I swear to God, I heard, I'll make love to you.
No, it wasn't there.
Oh.
361-5557. We've got dirt on the way. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at 51 today. It is 37 right now. And we got to get you a number to crack the vault on Friday. First digit today. Is this Nate's number?
Yep.
He hasn't missed in forever.
He's doing so good.
Oh, I know.
So proud of him.
11 is the number for today. We'll give out another number tomorrow and another one Thursday. And if you know all three in order on Friday, you'll win a $50 party tab to the vault. Okay, so we were talking about having our own little election for something.
Mm-hmm.
We got one guy called in and said, how about something for charity? Well, we don't really have any. I don't know how we would do that.
I don't know how we'd raise funds
I don't
for
either.
It. And...
But another one says, the winner of the election between you and I would run the booth for a week, and the other has to follow all the other person's rules.
Hmm. So pretty much what we're already doing now.
What do you mean?
I have to follow all your rules, and you get all the buttons, and you can turn off my mic.
Well, this is a chance for you to take it over for a week.
Okay. That would drive
it's just an idea.
You crazy.
It would.
Mr. Control Freak.
It would drive me nuts. Your idea was to run for a hall monitor.
Yes.
I don't recall us ever having a hall monitor in school.
You know, we didn't have one either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. We'll come up with what it doesn't even
come up.
It doesn't even really matter because it's not a real election.
No,
it's just
it's
more
not.
A fun thing to do and bragging rights.
Right. And I can't wait for us to do our videos.
I'm not helping you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
The hell I am.
Really?
No, I'm not helping you with your videos to attack me. Absolutely not.
But you're better at editing than I am.
What was that?
You're better at editing than I am. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Oh, okay.
I suck at it. Now, back in the day when I worked in TV and I actually had all the proper equipment in order to edit.
Oh, that's what it is. You don't have the proper equipment.
You know that?
Sure.
You know, it was a little different.
Okay.
Because editing was a little easier then. Maybe I'll have to call some of my friends over at the TV stations and see if they can help me out.
You go right ahead. I don't care. The other thing was the, we were doing this Smash for Cash and Mel thought it was too hard. And I was like, nah, after a while, somebody will get it. And then after hearing it for 2 days, I'm like, yeah, I don't think anyone's ever going to get it.
It's tough.
So I did a re-edit of the Mash for Cash. There are still multiple songs playing on top of each other, and there are still seven songs in the Mash, but only two are playing at a time.
Okay.
And you get a second and a half of each.
Okay.
So you will definitely pick songs out here, but it's a question of whether or not you can pick out all seven.
And if you pick out all seven, then you win the cash.
Yes.
$135 today.
No.
Isn't that what you said it was?
90 today.
Oh, 90
it would be
today.
$135 tomorrow.
Sorry, you're right. 90
so,
today.
90. Not 135, 90
tomorrow
today.
Tomorrow would be 135.
All right. Here is the Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders. Here you go.
Yeah.
You're picking some songs out of there, aren't you?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
That's better.
You're definitely picking songs out of that.
But it's still tough.
Okay. There are seven of them. We should make a rule right now. How many times do we play that per morning?
I think
just the one time?
I think it should do twice.
Okay, we'll do twice per morning, no more than twice.
Okay.
Okay. Here it is.
I still hear, I'll make love to you.
Really? There is no Boys to Men. I'll say that right now. There is no Boys to Men in it.
What am I hearing then?
361-5557. If you can name all seven songs, you will win $90 today. If no one gets it today, it will roll over to tomorrow, and it will be $135. So 361-5557. Good luck. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, good morning. It is 7:53. We're going to top out at 51 today. Oh, look, Mel, out the window.
There's a shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask.
I totally looked out the window.
Yep. Shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask.
There is some guy walking over that way. So you could see where I think that maybe.
Yeah.
I would totally be okay with the shirtless man.
I think it's just someone going into work at Vernity over there.
Mask,
that's all it is.
Jogging, as long as he was, you know, kind of buff and stuff.
Anyway. So, Mel was just telling me a very fun. Oh, by the way, we did not get a winner for Mash for Cash.
No.
Part of the reason might have been because the buses were jamming our phone lines this morning.
Yeah, the kiddos this morning were.
Sorry about that.
Requesting songs.
Yeah.
Which we appreciate, and we take requests, but they're all at once.
Yeah, it was. And the ones that weren't requesting songs were trying to play the game, and sorry, kids, you got to be 18.
Yes.
To win money from us.
So, sorry. You know.
And Quality Lenders. We'll do it again tomorrow, 7:20. Okay, you were telling me the story off the air. You have to tell this story. It is hilarious.
A friend of mine went on a first date, and they went back to hang out at his place afterwards. And
hang out.
But it was like really clean. Like the whole house was super, super clean, like very much a neat freak type thing. But then she used the bathroom and she sees sitting on the counter this really disgusting toothbrush. Like it was yellow and gross and just not like it was really bad.
And
it appeared to be. The toothbrush he used appeared to be, I mean, I don't know if it was or not, but totally grossed her out. And she like, it became a deal breaker for her.
She's not
like,
going to go out with him again.
Yeah. She was like, that was
what
so
if that's
gross.
Like the toothbrush she uses to clean stuff.
I know that's what I said, but she said she did not see a different toothbrush sitting around.
Was it in the counter in the kitchen or the bathroom?
In the bathroom. Sitting on the counter in an immaculately clean apartment.
I think she's ridiculous.
I think it's a little ridiculous, but it is kind
of... No, it's completely ridiculous.
Like, you should change your toothbrushes a couple times a year.
If it was, like, yellow and nasty like that, there's no way he's brushing his teeth with it.
Don't know that.
There's enough whitening agents in most toothpaste to keep it from going yellow.
You don't know that, though.
It's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. He was probably cleaning something in the bathroom. Maybe he was scrubbing the toilet with the toothbrush. Who knows?
But she didn't see a different toothbrush.
But it brings up an interesting question. Did you ever find something in the person you were dating, their apartment, where it was just like, I'm out?
A deal breaker.
Just one item in particular. What was it? 361-5557. Email or text am at
hot1047.com. Hot1047.com.